I feel that I have one of the great honors of this Congress in the privilege of introducing the next speaker. Describing his characteristics and accomplishments to this audience may seem as futile as trying to gild the lily or paint the sun. In case there be anyone here who does not know, may I say that he graduated from Lafayette University in 1916. He graduated from the University of Pittsburgh Medical School in 1920. He was an intern at St. Francis Hospital in Pittsburgh, and he joined the Mayo Clinic staff about 1921. He has been attached to that obscure country institution ever since. And for quite a few years, he has been chief of the section on medicine. He took 1 year out to study abroad. It is no accident that he has become a member of many learned societies and the recipient of many scientific honors. He is a tireless and particularly effective worker who seems to have no vices that would detract from the main object in view. He has been called a slave driver by people who work for him, but he has the ability of inspiring his associates to accomplishments beyond their native ability. It has been said he's a man of few words. He does, however, use them over and over again. He has the gift of vivid description and of apt expression. His treatment of patients, his investigations, his writings, and his pronouncements have brought him world fame. He is famous also as an organizer, an administrator, a selector of men who will do his bidding, and his genius in getting things done is well known. Members of the American Rheumatism Association appreciate this, and it is because of these virtues or characters that he has produced 9 issues of the Rheumatism Review. It is because of his, very largely, because of his genius and organizing ability, and it is to him, more than any other man, I think that we owe the details, the planning, and the accomplishments of this present Congress, of which he has been the general chairman. His other great attribute is his clinical acumen and his clinical judgment. He has shown an uncanny skill in recognizing slight suggestions and connections between cause and effect and contributing causes.